All right, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to our Bible study. Open prayer by us. Have an awesome evening, awesome day. Amen. And truly, truly, God is a good God. And again, he's met your needs and been with you throughout the day. And again, we're thankful for an opportunity to come and worship him. And we can look to him and trust in him on this wonderful evening today. Amen. Invite your friends, invite your loved ones. Come in and join us. Come in and join us. A very important Bible study. All the Bible studies are important. But again, you think about it. One that is critical, very critical in the day and age that we're living in. So we encourage you to share this page out. Share it on your YouTube. Hit the thumbs up on YouTube. Hit the likes and various things over on the Facebook side. Share it out on your own personal page. Hit share down at the bottom there. Just share it out to your page because your friends will see what you're again looking at. So we encourage you to get this information out. Every service, every post, send it out to your friends, your loved ones. Amen. Just hit and share will allow it to go out if you're not familiar with it. And really, a lot of times what I do is I copy and paste the link, on YouTube side and send it out, text it out. Hey, you need to hear this. Get the word of God. And so we encourage you to continue to do that. And again, the more the merrier, on the broadcast, the more the merrier to hear the word of God. And we are, again, be blessed along the way as well. And so, again, we thank God for each one here with us this evening. And I'd like to welcome each one. And we pray tonight to be a blessing to you, a blessing for you and your soul this evening. We want to cover some godly advice in the last days, And I want to come out of the book of Timothy. We started Timothy the other night in service. We was talking about praying for our leaders, praying. It was a tribute to just really praying for leaders, praying for one another, praying for those in authority. Again, because our scripture tells us to, whether you agree with our politics or whether you don't, or whether whatever the case may be, this scripture tells the believer to pray. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those that are against you as well. So that's what we're commanded to do. Why? Because prayer will change things. And so in the book of Timothy, we will think about more here this evening. These were instructions from Paul to Timothy. Again, so just some advice as you go back and read 1st and 2nd Timothy. And some of the other advice he gave was godly advice here in these last days. Godly advice for what the time that will come. Oftentimes we think about last days. You get a chance to go back and look at the end time videos where it was concerning the signs of the time and various things. And so we look at that and how that it was important as concerning the end times, and we covered several parts to the end times and how that it was. And we are thankful to God for, again, that is a series. So get a chance to go back and look, preparing for the end is what it was called. And so we want to look at some more here in the word of God through that. And oftentimes we think about end times, you think about the things naturally that people always go to. When they see the weather, it being 60 degrees here in New York City in the middle of February. Oh, we're in the last days. Oh, no. People always looking. Jesus said, an adulterous generation looking for a sign. And he told him, he said, you can discern the weather, but you can't discern the times that we're in. And on and on and on. But many times often people look to weather patterns or the plagues and disease and wars and rumors of wars. All these different things, the things that are in the headlines, we're always looking for end time scenarios on and on and on. And so even the earthquakes, continue to pray for those folks over in Syria and Syria and Turkey, that area really are devastating. Hundreds of thousands injured, several tens of thousands are dead. And so we continue to pray for them. But these are all what we call signs of the time, I guess you would say. Jesus talked about birth pains as well, birth pains that will come. We'll see it more frequently as his return draws near, as the times get closer to Jesus returning. But a lot of times we look at all of the exterior things, but I want to look at some of the interior things as well. The interior things within ourselves, within the church, within humanity in general. Again, we're looking for not just the exterior signs, but there's some internal signs that the Bible warns us about, which is most important, because heaven and earth will pass away. The earth will pass away, all the things that are being destroyed via natural disasters and various things that will be destroyed. The soul of mankind. The soul of mankind is very important. And your soul is what will go to heaven. Your soul is what lives on forever. Your soul is what will end off in eternity. And so we look at this tonight. We look at it and we see that we want to look internally. The Bible talks about the signs of the humanity was there will be a falling away in the last days. So some good advice I'm gonna get to you in a minute, but some the falling away. Get your guard up about falling away. What does that mean? Falling away meaning that again, no longer serving the Lord. You see people who no longer are serving the Lord. People no longer want to come and worship the Lord. No longer want anything to do with Christianity. Again, they once started off good and they wanted to serve the Lord and live for Christ, but then there's a falling away when they draw cold concerning God. The Bible talks about how in Revelation it said the church gets cold. The church will grow cold. The love of many will wax cold. On and on and on, cold towards one another, men and women on all walks of life, where it's nothing to just take another person's life. It's nothing to talk bad about a person, nothing just to really destroy and see people destroyed and no one even care about them. I talked about infighting amongst people, families, and brothers and sisters. There would be divisions. So some of the things, spiritually speaking, some of the things that are happening internally are also warning signs that we are in the last day. Bible talks about even a reverence for God. A reverence for God will go out the window. People will have no problem speaking ill against dignities, speaking ill against the pastor, speaking ill against leaders, and speaking ill against the brothers and sisters, one another. People will talk bad about one another, tear down one another, just simply in these last days. And so the apostle began to warn Timothy and really warn the church. Because it's been close to 2,000 years now since this was written. You think about it, it's even more of a greater warning today. Let's look at it in 2 Timothy chapter 2, 15. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved. I backed it up because I want to get a little bit more out of this, the advice part of it. The advice part in these last days, the advice that he was given to Timothy, he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so we say in these last days, and not even in the last days, it could be another 1,000 years or so, 5,000 years, we don't know. But you know what? We have to study to show ourselves approved, because our days will come up short. We only got a few more years here on earth, physically speaking. We all eventually have a death date appointed out to us via now barring the rapture of the church. And so we look at this. He says to study to show ourselves approved. That's great advice. We should be studying the word of God as much as you can. Learn of it and rightly divide it. Rightly divide it, rightly study it, learn of it. Again, many can quote the Bible backwards and forwards, but it's wrongly applied. It's wrongly applied. Again, or to justify sin or to justify a way that they're living. And many will twist the scriptures and various things to justify why they do or why they act a certain way. It happens all the time in the church world. And so we must rightly divide the word of truth. Again, if it's justifying my sin, if it's justifying, again, why it allows me to stay in sin or whatever, it allows me to cover up a sin, whatever the case may be, that's not rightly divided. It should begin to draw us nearer to God. It calls us to, again, let go of things that are not pleasing to Him, rightly divided, studying to draw nearer to Him, not away from Him, but closer to Him. The Bible says, so we must study to show ourselves approved. If there's a problem with you reading your Bible, it's a problem with you wanting to. Well, I come to service and here being Bible study is a problem where you want to worship God. Again, not wanting to learn of God's word. Again, you may be, again, a victim of the last day spirit of Antichrist. You should love and read your Bible. We encourage you tonight to fall in love with your Bible. Read it, study it. Again, it's a blessing to the soul. It's food for the soul. It keeps you going every day. So we must study. So good advice in the last days. He said, study show thyself approved. Number 8:16, he says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. He said, push away things that are not in the word. Push it away. Oh, wives' fable. Another scripture talked about wives' fables. Things that sound okay, but it's not true. Things that we even speak against the Bible and twist the Bible. Shun those things. Vain babblings. Things that are not edifying to my soul. Again, some good advice in the last days. You learn to blot things out that would be not profitable to your soul. If it's not profitable for you, if it's not profitable for the soul, if it's going to cause you to fall away, shun it. Get away from it. It's not helpful to the soul. The Bible says here, for they will increase unto more godliness. Vain babblings. Things that are irrelevant. That's why a lot of shows and various things, again, that will not draw you nearer to God. Things that will, again, waste of time on you, your hour, 2 hours of time. Again, we talked about Netflix and all these different things that again, society spends its time doing. It could really, really, really lead to more ungodliness. Amen. But if we spend as much time as we do with other things, man, it'd be a blessing. Again, as we do with God. And so imagine if we can shift some of that for God, for the kingdom of God. Oh, man, we'll be a far better country, far better world, far better believer, far better church. Amen. And so he says, but shun these things. They increase unto more ungodliness. Let's go on. The Bible says, and their word doth eat them as cancer, as a cancer. The Bible says, whom Hymenaeus and Philetus. The Bible says, he gave two people here. The Bible says that he had to really push away and really deal with, because again, Satan had used him. Go back and read 1 Timothy. The Bible says Satan had really, really deceived these people, and it really caused them to have a turn of the heart, a hardening of the heart, to where they again begin to fight the wrong battle. Let's look at what he says here. He says, because they began to even deny, they denied the resurrection. And so back to vain babblings. People, the devil will try to get you to deny what the Bible says. He will get you to deny even the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Begin to deny, again, if the Bible's even true anymore. Am I wasting my time? Oh, you don't need to go to church. The church, people, there's a lie that the church age is dead. That's what the enemy was saying. There's a whole group. Man, he used to come on the radio years ago. He's dead now. He said the church age is dead. And his congregation was online, on the phone, or whatever it was. And so you think about this. Again, you look at how these are lies of the devil. And so these people here, these two here, they said that the resurrection did not take place. Let's read verse 8. He said, whom concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is already passed, and overthroweth the faith of some. There are a lot of false doctrines, a lot of things in these last days that will mess you up, that will mess you up to where it will justify your lifestyle, justify what you're doing, justify, again, how, again, we put our own little bowl around, again, what God, well, how we want God to be, or how we see God as. But we must get back to the word of God and see it as he sees it, to study, as we said, to know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And so listen to what it says. And he says they deny the resurrection. They deny any religion that says Jesus is not the son of God, that he not died and was not born, rose again. That's a doctrine of the devil. The Muslims say he was just a prophet. Again, some just consider him another God. He's not just any other God. He is the Son of God. He sits on the right hand of the Father as we speak right now. He's all powerful, all knowing. There is no other way but through him. And any other way, the devil came up with all type of religions to keep people blinded. But the Bible says here how they make fun of Christ as well. They'll make fun of Christ in the last days we live in. Let's move on. The Bible says, they have overthrown some in the faith. People will be destroyed because of false doctrine. People are destroyed because of false teaching. People are destroyed because, again, of the work at hand. And if they're not awake, if they're not awake to what's happening in our world, in our society, in the spiritual realm, they will fall away as well. The Bible says here in verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God that is sure, it does not change. As we shared with you before, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the word of God, all 66 books, is standing sure. It's flawless. It cannot be done away with. They people even try to find fault with the scriptures. They will try to find contradictions in the scriptures. Again, and if you look, and the devil will give you something to contradict the word of God. But the word of God is not contradicting. The enemy will say, oh, it's written by man. No, it's inspired by God. Written, yes, not physically written by men, but it was given by God. And so you look at this, how he says, he said, they will err from the truth. They will err from this, but the foundation of God standing sure and having the seal that the Lord knoweth them that are his. And he went on and says, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And so some good advice in these last days, depart from sin, depart from iniquity, leave sin alone. It will destroy again, because the Lord will return one day. He will come as a thief in the night and take his church home again. Or you may die sudden. You may die again, lost in sin. And what a calamity that would be. We must be prayed up, prayed through, forgiven. Amen. Make sure your heart is clean, your heart is pure before the Lord, because we would hate to die and lose our souls. Amen. So he says we must depart from iniquity. We must depart from it. We must depart from sin. This is some great advice in these last days. Let's look at some more here. The Bible says in verse 20, he says, but in a great house, these are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, and some of honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel of honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. And you know what? He was saying, you know what? What really matters is our hearts being, again, honorable towards the Lord. Let's do what's right before the Lord. Let's do what's right, so we can be used by God. To be used not by the devil, but to be used by God. Let that be your prayer, our prayer in these days. God, help us be used by you, to be used to influence, to be used to reach someone, to be used to pray for someone, to be used to witness to someone. Let us be used for the master's use, not the devil's use, not the devil's things that the devil wants. Again, the enemy will work in various fashions and forms, no doubt. How are we being used? How are we being used for the kingdom of God? The Bible says here, flee youthful lust. Some great advice in these last days. Flee youthful lust. Flee the things that we used to do. The enemy would try to glamorize our past. He would try to make it seem like we had it better in our past. Make it seem like sin is where it's at. Again, he says, flee youthful lust. The old man, amen. I look forward to getting old. Amen. Why? Because you think about it, one day closer to leaving this old place. But you think about it, flee youthful lust. Flee these things. No doubt, the Bible says, he says, but follow after righteousness. Follow after righteousness. The things I used to do, we don't do them anymore. We sing a song sometimes. I flee these things. I left these things behind. Why in the world would I want to go back? Why? The Bible says we should be ashamed of talking about certain things. And not should we bring up things, not as an illustration, we bring up things to let people know that we weren't born a silver spoon in our mouth. We were all lost in sin. But you know what? We no doubt flee these youthful lusts, no doubt, because this is important. No doubt it's a change in our lives and the desires. No one will look back to Egypt. We shared with you about Lot's wife the other day. He says we need to flee that. She needed to get that out of our heart and say not to go back to Sodom. Amen. So flee youthful lusts. He went on and says, but follow after righteousness. Some great advice. God, help me do right. Help me do right in these last days. Keep my heart right, my mind right, my thoughts right. In these last, my heart pure before the Lord, my faith. In these last days, he says, follow after your faith. Faith in God. Is your faith shaken? Is your faith wavering? Is your faith in God? Your faith in his word? Amen. Don't let it waver in these last days. Follow after charity was the next one. Follow after charity, the love of God. Have a heart full of love for people, a heart full of love for, again, people all in all walks of life. Those that do you right, those that do you wrong, those total strangers, different skin colors, whoever it may be, man across the ocean over there. It does not matter. We should love and have charity for one another. The Bible says, what else? Peace. Follow after peace. Let me find a way to find peace in this. Am I trying to make peace? Are you looking to make peace? The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So are we following peace? Are we pursuing peace? Are we looking, no doubt, to make things right with one another? Are we pursuing after? Are we looking for more division? Are you looking for again more fight? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? Again, we live in a world that needs the peace of God, peace that will pass all understanding. That's what the Bible said. So if you're pursuing peace, you look beyond all misunderstandings. You look beyond all of your understandings, and you look to God tonight. Seek peace. The Bible says, with them, they call on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart. These are things that come out of oneness with a pure heart. Pure heart is looking for peace. A pure heart is exercising faith. A pure heart is exercising righteousness and fleeing youthful lust. Lust is lust down in your heart tonight. Flee it. Let it go and follow after God. Number 23 says, but foolish and unlearned questions avoid. He says, knowing that they gender strife. And so questions and foolish things, again, that it causes more strife. Again, the questions that don't even really matter. Questions that don't even really, again, don't even really pertain to salvation. You know what? Pertain to me getting closer to God. He said, flee these things. Some things don't even matter. And some things will be hangups for people. They will be true hangups to where they never come to Christ because they have questions in their minds about things. The question, you know what God wants to know is, why aren't you saved? Why aren't you saved? Amen. And it will be beyond question that he's given us ample amount of time to be saved. And so flee these things, questions that lead to nowhere. By faith, you trust in Christ. No question about it. By faith, he rose again. He was crucified, no doubt. By faith, I received the blood of Jesus Christ that cleansed me, made me whole. By faith, I'm going to get the Holy Ghost. By faith, I'm going to live for God for the rest of my days. By faith, I'm going to be faithful in church. By faith, I'm going to live for Christ. He said, flee all these other questions that come along with that. You know what? And some things we see through a glass darkly. We don't know everything. We won't know all things until we stand before him. And we'll not be with him eternally, forevermore. So some things we'll just have to find out later on down the line. But don't let that interfere with your salvation, getting right with God. The Bible says, because they gender strife, they gender strife. The Bible says 24, he says, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient. Let's read it again. The servant of the Lord must not strive. And so as a leader, as a preacher, as a pastor, as a man and woman of God, whoever you may be, a servant of the Lord, and it's not even those in leadership, it's every believer should not be striving out there, fighting, carrying on. He's a sign of the time, fighting and bickering with one another. The Bible says today, we must not strive. We must not do this amongst one another. The Bible says, be gentle towards all men. Some people, again, they find fault when you're being gentle towards certain things. But you know what? The Bible says, be gentle towards all men. If I was to chew everybody out and bite off their head for every little thing they do, hey, what kind of Christian is that? You're ready to jump down somebody's throat for every little thing. What kind of Christian is that? And so you think about this. He says, gentle towards all men. He says, apt to teach, apt to teach. Because a lot of times people do things out of ignorance. A lot of times people do things out of, again, foolishness. And so you look at this, and so he said, be patient, be patient. The Bible says, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. People don't realize they only hurt themselves. That's why Paul, the same man, Paul, who wrote this, Jesus confronted him and said, why are you kicking against the pricks? From heaven, he spoke to him and said, why are you hurting yourself? You only hurt yourself. You only hurt yourself. He says, you're kicking against the pricks. You're fighting a battle you can't win. And so it's just, we don't says, why are we doing this? He says, you're opposing your own self. You're opposing yourself, themselves. He was referring to them. He said, they oppose themselves. They're only hurting themselves. You're hurting your family. You're hurting your blessing. You're hurting, again, your brother or your sister. You're hurting your loved ones. You're hurting the neighbor. You're hurting various ones around. No doubt to hear and see actions that you do, that we do. We have to be conscious of this, that we don't hurt others. If I can't help, I don't want to hurt. If I can't help, I don't want to hurt. Everybody got that? The Bible says, if God peradventure, I will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. So he prays that they will get it right before, again, and come to repentance and come to the knowledge of the truth. They'll begin to say, you know what? I need to get this right. I only don't know why there's still time. Why there's still time. And we pray that men and women don't know Christ. They will make that declaration, their prayer as well, to get it right and come to the knowledge of the truth in these last days. Jesus beckons of us. The word of God beckons us to say, come. Some great advice in these last days. Come to Jesus now. Don't wait another day. Tomorrow is not promised, brothers and sisters, today. Number 26, he says, and they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. If you're caught up with hang-ups. Think about a man, he was caught up in a lot of hang-ups. Somebody asked me about a man one time. He says, hey, how is such and such? And I say, they have a lot of hang-ups. Amen. No longer come to the church. He says, that's a good way of putting it. They had a lot of hang-ups. A lot of things. Men and women have a lot of hang-ups. You sneeze wrong, they have hang-ups. You do this, they have hang-ups. Amen. The girl didn't sing right, she has a hang-up. The preacher didn't shake my hand, they have a hang-up. Every little thing will be a hang-up for them, a problem, a battle. And so, again, he says, we pray that they will recover. Pray that they will recover. Amen. Again, before, and come out of the snare of the devil. That's not about the work of the devil. The devil will fight you in service. He will fight you in service, out of service. He will fight you every sideways, upside down. He will fight you all the way through. Fighting hang-ups, fighting fault with people. People sit in service and looking around at the other people, worried about what other people are doing. Focus on God. Focus on God. Focus on your own soul. When you enter to the house, look up. Be looking to the heavens. Call on God. You pray. You pray. You sing to God. Don't worry about what everybody's doing. And you see God's face. The Bible says, a snare, that they may recover themselves. And people have a lot of hangups. A lot of hangups. And so the devil will use things to ensnare them and get them hung up, and snare them and trap them to where they begin to be trapped in no doubt and lost. The Bible says, who are taken captive by him at his will. So the devil will trap people and snare them in these last days. Don't get caught up in traps. Stay out of traps. Get untrapped. The blood of Jesus Christ untraps you. Prayer untraps you. So get out of that mess. Amen. And get right with God while there's time. Amen. The Bible says, and we go to chapter three, some good advice in the last days. So he gave them all of this. He gave them all of this because of some signs of the time. Back to what I'm talking about in the last days. These are some of the things that will go on to entrap the preacher, entrap the believer, entrap the deacon, entrap the brother or sister, to entrap men and women. Let's look at this. He says, this knowing also that in the last days, perilous times will come or shall come. And so he says in his last days, from the things we just read to where we are now, he says, perilous times, dangerous times are here. They are here. I see it every day. People are getting shot and killed. Things are going on, and threats and wars, rumors of war. We see it all the time. Perilous times are here. He says, for men shall be lovers of their own self. If we constantly taking selfies of ourselves, constantly talking about ourselves, me, myself, and I. And no doubt, he says, lovers of their own self, my will be done. How about his will? Amen. How I feel, what I want to do. On and on and on. We live, it's all about me type of society. It's a me society. Lovers of their own self. I got to get mine first. I want to make sure I look good. My pride is stepped up. On and on and on. He says, lovers of our own self. Can you imagine if Jesus loved himself? Amen. He would have never went to the cross because of what others had done to him, how others portrayed him. Again, and so on and on and on. We cannot be lovers of our own self. He had to do his Father's will. Let that be our example. God help us not to love our own self and to a certain extent to where we are only looking out for ourselves. If you understand what I mean. The Bible says covetous. Thinking about just greed and money and filth. The world is surrounded by greed, money, and filth. Not money in general, but the root of the love of money is the root of all evil. So backbiting, stealing from one another, again, robbing one another because of covetousness, boasters. Look what I'm doing. Back to that self. Look what I have. Look what I'm doing. I got the most this. I'm doing the biggest and that, baddest this. I'm the best of this and that and the other. We begin to boast. We live in a world that's boasting. Boasting. Boasting and proud. The Bible says proud as well. And so he says we must depart from these things in these last days. We're sinning all around. We're sinning everywhere we turn. The Bible says proud and blasphemous, not afraid to speak ill against God, speak ill against the church, speak against the ill against God's men, God's women, not afraid, blasphemers of the Holy Spirit, blasphemers of Christ, curse the name of Jesus, mock the name of Jesus. Well, that's the day and age we're living in. They'll blaspheme him and make a mockery out of Jesus, make a mockery out of the crucifixion, make a mockery out of church, make a mockery out of all the days we're living in. The Bible says disobedient to parents, disobedient to parents as well. So it's a really strong, strong, strong rebellious spirit in the world. It comes from really Satan himself. He called them children of disobedience. Disobedience to parents, talking about the youth. The youth. Amen. We pray continually for our youth. They'll grow up in a godly, godly society. As we see, the strongholds of the enemy are working overtime. Working overtime. And so parents, you have younger children, parents and your grandchildren, whoever they may be, pray over those kids. Pray over them before they go to school. There are a lot of spirits and demonic forces in our world today that are out to destroy our children. And the Bible says that they, and naturally, they will rebel against authority. They will rebel against the parents, rebel against the teachers, rebel against adults, rebel against authority, eventually rebel against the police, rebel against government, and it become a rebellious, ungodly society. That's where we're headed. We're headed that way already. And so we continue. For the ones you can, what you can do, what can I do about this, preacher? Pray. Pray and take care of yours. If anything else, that's for me and my house. So Joshua said, "Let me. We will serve the Lord." So take care of yours, but also pray for others as well. Amen. Continue to correct your children. Continue to keep them and raise them up in admonition of the Lord. Continue to tell them to love Jesus. Continue to teach them to pray and respect their elders. Amen. And respect authority. Amen. But a lot of times they can't respect authority if you don't respect authority. If we don't respect authority, they're going to learn that they is not going to fall far from the tree. And so naturally the Bible says disobedient parents. And so as adults, we need to be obedient as well. The Bible says obey them to have rule over you. And so how can we expect them to do if we're not doing ourselves? Let's move on. The Bible says unthankful. Unthankful generation. Unthankful. Unthankful. We must every day give thanks. And we share with it, we was teasing a little bit Sunday morning about sometimes we got to catch ourselves. We throw food down our throat before we even pray. But from the little things of thankful to God. Thank you, God. Being thankful for, we share about being thankful for the country we live in. This is one of the few places that you can really, really talk bad about the country. And still not, I'll be thrown in jail for it. You can disrespect the nation. You can disrespect the flag. You disrespect all this stuff and still, again, be unthankful about it. And all that, again, the blessings that we have. It's not a perfect nation, far from it. But you know, we have a lot of good things. We was talking about how, that, again, a nation that can go to the grocery store 24 hours a day. You can go down to the pantry if you're hungry. You can go down to the shelter if you need money and grants. You can get it. Education, free education. You can go get health for free if you need it. Amen. If you need coverage. No doubt all these different things is blessed upon our land. A blessed land where we don't see troops up and down the streets with rifles and tanks up and down our roads. We are blessed people. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful for the little things, the big things. But an unthankful nation, unthankful to God. Amen. We must continue to give thanks for the little things, the big things. Be thankful for that job. God maybe bless you with another job. Be thankful for the job. Be thankful for the job. Check the connection there. Check the connection. All right. Hopefully I don't lose you guys. Check it and push it in. I mean, the big source. Yeah. Hopefully we don't lose you guys. He's still good? All right. Is he good? All right. My plug is about to come out. All right. Thankful. Thankful that my wife is here to help me. Amen. But just thankful for everything. Thankful for, again, just the big things, little things. Thankful for the job that you have, is back to what I say. Well, preacher don't pay much. Be thankful for it until God will bless you with something else. Be thankful for that little car. Be thankful for the ability to have money to get on the bus. Be thankful for the roof over your head. May not be the best place to live right now, but be thankful. And when you're thankful in the little things, God will bless you with bigger things. As you serve the Lord, you got to serve the Lord as well. Serve the Lord, live for God. Oh, no, no, no. But I'm thankful. Let's move on. The Bible says some great advice in these last days. Unholy. Unholy. Meaning without righteousness, living an ungodly life. He's saying these last days, this is what it's going to be. And we're seeing it all around. And these are signs that let us know of what's here and what's coming, what's to come in store. But you know what? In your heart and your soul, you say, God, help me live holy. Help me live holy. Help me have holy thoughts. Think on these things, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure. Help me do what's right before the Lord. Help me make the right decisions. Help me do these things right. These were great, good advice that Timothy received. The Bible says, he says, without natural affection. These are some of the signs of the time. He said there will be people without natural affection. You'll see it all over the place. All over the world, be seeing it, not natural affection. So back to some of the common, most common ones is, again, we destroying our children, our babies, in the name of abortion. It's unnatural. Now, what is, again, a natural affection, having affection for the same sex? It's unnatural. To where we want to kill one another, it's unnatural. To where we don't care about one another, it's unnatural. A natural affection built down inside of us to where we should love one another. A love built out for mankind, a love for one's well-being. Natural affection. But he said there's unnatural affection going on in our world. Ill thoughts and ill will. Let's move on. The Bible says truce breakers, in other words, covenant breakers, easily breaking contracts, easily breaking commitments, easily breaking things that, again, promises don't mean anything anymore. Word is no longer bond. If you think about it, truce breakers, contract breakers, on and on and on. The Bible says here, false accusers. False accusers. Think about it again. It's a lot of finger pointing, a lot of things that go on, right? And maybe false accusers meaning wrongly accused, wrongly accused. And so, brothers and sisters, this is what's going on in our world. Incontinent, fierce. I'm gonna get through this. Fierce and angry. Despise of those that are good. Those that are good, despising of that, despising of the church, despising of the things of God, despising of. Seeing things happy or seeing things go well, despising. The devil's always going to do that. Amen. Amen. Back to incontinence, I want to give you that real quickly. Meaning without control. Without control. Just all off the rails. Everything goes. Anything goes. The Bible talks about despising those that are good. Number four, he says traitors, heady, high-minded. And so traitors and heady, turning away from one another. Being traitors towards one another. Once again, trading on our country, trading on family, trading on friends and loved ones, trading on brothers and sisters, heady. In other words, the big head, proud. Back to kind of goes hand in hand with proud. I'm high-minded, thinking we more than what we really are. We should always walk humbly before the Lord. Well, even walk humbly amongst your friends and family and loved ones. If you're sitting around thinking you're the smartest one in the room, amen. Again, that's the type of world we live in. Pray through that. The Bible says heady and high-minded, stuck up, nose in the air, Mr. Know-it-all, Miss Know-it-all, right? And so naturally, we don't know. If we don't know Christ, you know nothing. If you don't have Jesus, you have nothing. And so naturally, we humbly come before the Lord and say, God, I'm nothing without you. Apostle Paul, he ran down this whole criteria of who he was. He was a well-educated man. He had all these positions, all these things. He said, I'm nothing without Christ. And actually, we were nothing without Jesus, only by his grace tonight. So we look at this high-minded, too smart for God, too smart for God, too wise for God, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And so he says, we have to check ourselves, check our hearts, check our minds in these last days. He says here, why? Because the days and days we live in, he was great and gave us some great advice, pointed out to them, said, Timothy, watch out for these things. And so we live in a world where, back to what we're talking about, spending a lot of time with everything else but God. Everything else but God. Hey, we got service tonight. Sunday morning service. Well, I don't know. I got something else to do. whatever case may be, your Bible reading, whatever case may be, looking at all this, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Take some time out. And when we draw cold as a people concerning the things of God, we know the end is near. And so look at this, some great advice. Fall in love with Jesus. Fall in love with the Lord. Put Christ first. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these other things are falling into place. All these other things be added unto you. Get God first. Put God first. And God will take care of the rest. God will give you a joy and a peace. A lot of times, a lot of things people are looking for will be found in God. Sometimes you can just do very little and find so much joy in that. Amen. The pleasure of Christ alone a lot of times. Again, and so, and it don't take a whole lot of money either. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money to have fun. People think you got to spend a lot of money on drinks and all these different things. It's going to spend money. It's going to go across the world and find fun. Nah, you can find fun right there in your own backyard sometimes. But anyway, love is a pleasure more than love of God. He said, denying the power thereof and such from such turn away. Let's bring back up again. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. So in the last days, we also see a powerless religion, powerless moving of God, no power in but constantly deny the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. If people, again, are denying and rejecting the Holy Ghost, we encourage you to get baptized with the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit baptism. Why? Because it will help you. Don't deny the power. God is beckoning of you to get filled with, say, my next service, tonight, you pray tonight, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me, God, in your own room, in your own bedroom, wherever you may be. Lift up those hands and say, God, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Or the next service you come to, say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. He says here today, because deny the power. So there are religions that deny the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't know. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's for the Pentecost. That's for the Pentecostals. Whatever case may be. That's one of them Holy Ghost filled churches. Oh no, I ain't coming to that Holy Ghost filled church. No way. No way. And so they deny the power, but the Holy Ghost is what helps. The Holy Ghost is what keeps you. It keeps you out of the nightclub. It keeps you from looking at pornography. It keeps you from chasing the women. It keeps you from wanting to go slip off and drink some booze. That's the wine. The Holy Spirit is that new wine. So I don't need a drink. Why? Because I got the Holy Ghost. It keeps your mind right. It keeps you in check. It speaks to you. Well, when you step out of line, it'll get you back online. It'll give you strength and power that we need. The Bible said in the last days, the Holy Spirit will be denied. It will be denied. The Bible goes on and says this. It says, from such turn away. For of this sort are they that creep into houses, led captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. And so the result of denying, the results of the last days, many will go back into sin, go back into the flesh, go back to the things of this world. Let captive silly women get involved in mess, things. And back to what I was talking about, the fellow I was talking about, they had many hangups. Ended up, that very verse right there was applied. Got caught up with women, got caught up with silly women. Destroyed his life. Destroyed. And we pray that he'll bounce back, and get back naturally on track. We pray that he has. But that's so true. In these last days, the devil's playing for keeps. He will use, do it for any, each and every single one of us. That's why we humbly. The Bible says, take heed, lest we all fall away. Take heed. No doubt we see a brother or sister fall away. Take heed. Don't mock them. Don't make fun of them. But we pray for them. And that's just a warning to all of us. And it's a warning that God given to Paul to give to Timothy. Say, hey, keep your eyes open. Take heed to this advice. It's happening. It's happening over and over and over again. You think because you're saved now, the devil's going to quit. He's going to work overtime to get you back. He works overtime to see that none of us make it to heaven. And so this advice in these last days, get in that Bible. Get in service. Pray. Guard your heart. Let go of foolish things. Let go of things that lead to ungodliness. Let go of things that we cover here that will destroy the soul. Keep your mind and heart stayed upon the Lord. The Bible says, the number seven as we finish, ever learn it, but never ever come to the knowledge of the truth. If you constantly learning, he said, these are some of the signs of the time. People ever learning, but still miss God. They know, back to how we open up. Oh, Pastor, you see what's going on? Yeah, we see what's going on. Absolutely. But you know what? But they still don't take heed to the things in which Jesus is trying to draw them to. And that's a true relationship with Christ, a true relationship with God. The world sees it. The world knows. The world is beginning to sense something's happening. But when they come to the knowledge of the truth, they may even, again, read the Bible, but will they really apply it to your soul? Brothers and sisters, let's apply it. It's back to our opening statement here in 2 Timothy 2:15 as we close. He said, Timothy, study to show thyself approved. He says, unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And so, Timothy, brothers and sisters, whoever we may be out there, let's study God's word, stay in God's word, read God's word, take heed to God's word, take heed to God's advice in these last days. No, this is no time to slip away. It's no time to draw away. It's no time to play games. But it's time to really, really buckle down and get serious about your relationship with Christ. For our soon coming King is sooner than when we first believed. It's sooner as the days go by. Every day that goes by, one day closer. One day closer. And not only that, but we're one closer to our death. And the day with which we will have to stand before God and give an account. And brothers and sisters, today, we want to be not ashamed. As the scriptures say, we don't want to be ashamed. Back, you got that verse up. He says that we don't want to be ashamed when we stand before the Lord. We don't want to have to bow in shame and have to depart for being a worker of iniquity. We want to enter into the joy of the Lord. That's God's plan. That's God's prayer for all of us, that we can enter in to that great city, no doubt the kingdom of God, that new Jerusalem one day. Let that be your prayer. God bless you, is our prayer. We will see you Thursday night in person. Drop what you're doing and come on out. Be with us this Thursday. Be the will of the Lord. Stop what you're doing and say, you know, at 7:30, I'm going to the house of the Lord. I'm going to the house of the Lord. Sunday morning, I'm going to the house of the Lord. Come on out. Be with us. Amen. Come, come, come. In these days, again, push against the resistance, again, of the enemy. Come on in. Let's worship God together. God bless you. I pray we'll see you soon.